Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. As you know, I do podcasts. It's great to do Express Thyself. As an artist, intellectual, I am glad to be on to be able to talk about experiences with my music, experiences what I'm doing. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also intellectual. So I have to have something to follow, keep me interested in life. I mentioned in the past podcast about a new album. It's just going to be whatever I release in the live versions. I don't know when it's going to come out. I would say maybe in the summer. So may possibly look for an album in the summer or something, you know, something like that. They won't be like a new studio recording. As I told you, the guy I work with making music for many years have left. So I don't have the other collaborator. You know, it's kind of like saying, you know, John and then Paul McCartney. Kind of thing. Well, you know, John Lennon had left the building or Paul McCartney left the building, one or the other, you know. So that's what it is, you know. Unfortunately, John Lennon left the building and Paul is still here. So two songwriters collaborate on rock and pop. So that's where I'm at. Then again, the album might come out sooner than summer. I don't know. It may come out later. Because I released so much the last 10 years of, you know, and just being an indie artist, I have not, you know, I'm just an indie artist and I'm still up and coming. To probably to the larger world, I'm still unknown. So you can say I'm a fledgling, unknown, starving artist. So, you know, some people probably know me online or even around the world, a few people. So I have probably have a few people who either stream my songs or so on. So, I'm still up and coming, so it'll be that way. I did say that I would not release no more albums. I regret saying that because I'm a creator. Creators always create. But what may happen is I may release the greatest hits albums, you know, of the material I release, and perhaps a live performing, because the emphasis is live performing of songs that I've either written or co-written. So I leave that for you. A possible new book on insanity, and I'm going to express this stance on, you know, I made allegations about, well, you know, peaking, peeping Tom, those are misdemeanors in the state of California. I made those allegations. Yes, I'm going to repeat it. It has not been proven. I shouldn't repeat something that has been that has not been proven. But when you have come across people who I consider perhaps are insane, who repeat outside my home, talking about what I'm doing in my bathroom and bedroom, and I realize that some people either got a mental problem or a disgusting criminal. And they're homeless or neighbors or whatever. So the book will entail some of this, but it's going to be like a book in general about the negative impact of insanity. So we can all learn about insanity. And there should be better situations in dealing with people who are considered insane. When I say insanity, I don't mean they use the term insanity to joke around, you know, like, you know, we act funny, you know, joking around. That's not the insanity I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about the insanity of extreme success or extreme, so, you know, something like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about anything positive. The negative forms of insanity include people with severe mental problems, criminal behavior who do evil things to innocent people, or things that you can know and makes, you know, in day-to-day situations and living, being around people are so off. You know, we don't talk about somebody who we don't know, you know. Oh, we don't talk about what somebody's doing in their home or talk about what job they have. That's kind of crazy. You know, that's insane. But what do you do with people who constantly say things or say or joke around about saying the wrong year about something? You know, medications or mental hospitals or something needs to be done with people who are in this category. I think I have a few or nearby me who repeat things over and over for years or who've been coming over here for years who I don't know. It has to be something to be addressed, the negative situations of insanity. I don't know when a book is coming out. It may come out tomorrow or may come out next week. So to address this, because when people are suffering from some severe form of mental illness or some very severe or doing things that are just so antisocial and don't or criminal, then something is wrong with the system. To these people shouldn't be around everyday life people. I know that on a day-to-day situation, when I come around people, I respect people publicly. But there's a public and a private place. You know, I'm dealing with people around me who don't understand the fact. They think this, what you do outside, you can do inside someone's home. You know, they don't know boundaries. So it would address, it's going to address my situations. I did have some people who were concerned about my allegations and didn't believe it or believe it, whatever. My stance is the truth. I said it was alleged. Some people have said falsely that I said there was a peeping Tom. I did not say that. I said it was somebody with a severe form of mental illness who were talking about something, about looking at my partner's place outside. You know, normal. When I say normal, I don't use the word, I don't like using the word normal because there's no such thing as normal. It's stable, I would say. But I would say in form of stable was common or what somebody is healthy. Healthy people don't say or do insane things negatively. And then, you know. So when someone trying to press my buttons who I don't know for years, then I was like, okay, they must, and they're an adult, so they must be in, they must have some severe form of insanity to help them, you know, they need medication, somebody needs to do something. It doesn't make sense. When you know something doesn't make sense and it constantly happens over and over and over again, then something is wrong with the system. That person has a severe form of mental illness. So somebody needs to do something, because I don't deal with being around people who are severely sick in the head. I deal with stable people. I don't like talking about stuff that's really way out, like peeping. You know, that's not what I want to do on my shows. I want to talk about my music. I want to talk about something positive, which I prefer. But when it came to my attention so many times, it got me to the point where I had to address these alleged allegations, and I constantly do, because in people who are have severe form of illness or exhibit insanity should be treated. And there are some people in the society who are severely sick, period. And they should not be around anybody. Most people are stable or healthy mentally to know the difference between right or wrong or with common sense or to move on with their lives. I dealt with people who are still talking about the past. So I get the book out, you make your assessment. Now, if somebody I had people come over to where I am and looking outside and say, oh, they didn't believe. Listen, it's an allegation that these people made. And those people that I came across outside may be outside or sometimes they're not. But it's important that as a healthy person who knows the difference between right or wrong and dealing with people and their boundaries, is to talk about it because you have to. I'm glad they passed the law to put people who are living on the street or who commit crimes with a severe mental problem to get locked up. You know? And I don't want nobody to misquote me. And then the other side of it, which is ignorance, is that some people perceive what I say in such a terms that is so way off that they should keep their mouth shut. They're just plain ignorant. You know, if I talk about, if I joke, you know, I was joking around in my home, everybody jokes around to themselves or to other people in the privacy of their own home or talk to other people or even by themselves, you know, just laugh at something, laugh at TV or whatever, laugh. And they think that because I do that, that's insane, that's mental illness, like something is wrong with their ignorance. But then again, the other side of the coin is, are they committing a crime by looking at me inside? Because I don't, you know, when I play my piano and when I, you know, do things, podcast, you know, well, when I play my piano, it's for practice. That's it. Everybody plays piano. It's not for the world to see. It's not for people outside to see. That's not what it's for. Everybody practices inside their home, the privacy of their home. Public situations where you can have a camera, you can film people, you film things, you can do whatever you want. It's outside the home. When you walk outside, see somebody walking, then you can do what you want. And then, you know, there were times when I got angry about some things and people preconceived me to be having some hazardous situation. It wasn't true either. So we need to be careful how we look at people. And the book is going to be just talking about my situation dealing with somebody who I perceive to be in that insane category, who doing something way, way off. Joking around, trying to press my buttons over something, and they're a grown person over 20 years, something is seriously wrong with them mentally because nobody would do that who's stable. You know, you have to move on, you know. It will address that. If anybody has trouble or don't believe me or came around me, I don't care. I told the truth about everything. I try to be very truthful and very careful what I do. Because the truth is I prefer to talk about my music, and I am. I always want to talk about my music or talk about politics or write about that in books because that's what I prefer to do. But my personal experiences, I came across some darkness. Like when my music, you heard my songs, my rock songs, you know, and my way of dealing with it is to create and write a book or, you know, write out to get it out of my system. And I think that's what I do literally. So the book is going to be called The Bad Experience, in the World's Bad Experiences of Insanity. It will be out soon. So I'll talk to you more about it. Good day. Good night. From Dub Night.